Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, every time there's a big storm in Ireland, trees fall over and for some the electricity supply goes out. But for communities that live near the sea, a storm can mean another piece of the coast disappearing. That's what's been happening to people of the Seaview Estate in Wexford. Lisa MacDonald is a local Fianna Fáil councillor there. Afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon. How are you?
So could you give us some idea of the estate itself, how over the last 5 years or so it's been affecting the area? As I understand, roads have been damaged or had to be replaced.
Yes, Sean. At this point, we're losing about 5 metres per year. During Storm Betty last year, in fact, we lost, earlier this year, we lost 5 metres during that particular storm. And the estate, there's an access road into the estate, which is now on its fourth iteration. So it's on its fourth road, essentially, the other three having fallen into the sea at this point.
My word. And did there used to be a beach there?
Yeah, there did, and the locals would have always done, in Eamestown, Kilmore would have always used that for their local amenity, and now it's really, it's a not the way it used to be. It's not a beach anymore there. There is a beach to the left of it at Ballyhealy and a beach to the right in Kilmore Quay itself, but certainly that area of the coast is now really badly accessible.
My word. Now, funding has just been granted, those 650,000, and does it look like that will halt the problem, at least for that immediate area?
Well, it'll protect the 14 houses there in Seaview, in Bastardstown, Kilmore. So it's going to be 300 metres of rock armour, and it's actually 1.3 million in total at this point, and we're hoping that that'll reach 2 million before the project is at completion. But at this point, at least now, Wexford County Council can go ahead and appoint construction workers to a contractor to start the work and protect this, because obviously at the weekend we were obviously very, very worried with Storm Ashley. It didn't have the effect that we thought it would, because it was unfortunate our neighbours over in the west that were battered on that occasion. But you know, the storms are becoming more and more vicious, and every time a storm occurs it causes serious grief and anxiety, as you can imagine, in coastal communities.
Yeah. Now the thing is that while if all the money arrives and they put in these defences, does that kind of knock the problem up to another part of the coast then?
Yes, it could do. I mean, the rock armour does have that effect of changing the way the sea interacts with the coast. You know, we've 260 kilometres of coastline here in Wexford, and all of it is vulnerable. All of it is that soft sediment that just erodes and gets eaten by the sea, particularly at storm time. And so, you know, we do have serious problems, and we need a whole of coast approach to this. But certainly for today, I was delighted last week to get the call from Minister Brown to say that these 14 houses in particular are going to be protected for now. And I do feel that we do need, we have an election coming up, and there does need to be a clearer policy, particularly to the south east, which is more vulnerable than the rest of the country.
Yeah. So I assume from what you're saying, Lisa, that there isn't one at the moment.
No, there isn't. I think that we're probably behind our European neighbours when it comes to coastal protection. And I do think it needs greater concentration. You know, we have this cost-benefit analysis whereby, you know, it's only protected if it's cost-effective and economic and social and environmental criteria are applied. Thankfully, this area in Seaview met that cost-benefit analysis, but there are other areas that don't, and those houses are just left to fall into the sea. So, you know, unless a solution can be readily identified, we don't tend to go with it. So I do think this whole thing of not being viable needs to be looked at, and we need to save all our land and try our best to come up with a better solution. And, you know, a myriad of solutions and lots of different solutions, including softer solutions whereby we strengthen our coastline, not just by putting in rock armour, but other things as well besides. So there are various solutions that I would love to see as somebody who's a coastal councillor, let's say, being applied in general terms, Sean. But for now, for the people of Seaview, you know, we're very happy that they're being protected anyway.
Lisa, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Lisa MacDonald there, a Fianna Fáil councillor in Wexford.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.